The seventh parak of Baba Basra, it's only four Mishnayos, deals specifically with sales and purchases of fields. In Mishnah Aleph, we talk about when somebody is going to purchase a field and he qualifies, he says, I want it to be a base core. A base core is the amount of a field that will be one will be able to plant a certain volume of barley called a core. And the approximation, it's at 75,000 square amos. In today's terminology, would say it's a little bit more than four and up to around 6.5 acres. It really depends on the computation of an amma. But we're talking now of about a base core, 75,000 square amos. And we see in the Mishnah that it's very important the language that the seller says to the purchaser. What is the quality of that land going to have to be? So, for example, our Mishnah is going to focus on if he says 75,000 square amos, I'm going to sell you a base core, and there are some deeper ditches or some higher stones. Is that computed in the computation, the measurements of 75,000 square amos, or does it have to be not including? Those are not included in the measurements. So, ha'omer la'chaveiro, if a seller says to a purchaser, base core afar ani mocher lach, I'm going to be selling you a base core of dirt. In other words, the implication here is that it's all going to be usable and quality farmland. Hayusham nekayim amukim, if there were cracks, little ditches, asara tefachim, that were deep at least 10 tefach, and Mefarshim say that also has to be a minimum size of 4 tefach by 4 tefach width and length. So 10 deep and 4 by 4 width and length. Oslaim gvoim asara tefachim, or stones in that field that were 10 tefach high and also 4 by 4 tefach. Einan nimdadin imo. Those are not included in the computations. It's not included in the measurement of 75,000 square amma. The seller would have to give an excess of those areas that were 10 tefach deep or high, because those are not usable farming land. Pachos mikan. However, if it is not 10 tefach high, but it's less than that, or it's not 10 tefach deep, if it's a ditch, it's less than that. Nimdadin ima. That would be included in the measurements. It's all known that there's no field that's perfect. Any field is going to have certain defects, minor defects like that. That would be included in the specifications, the measurements of 75,000 square amas. Now we're going to see in the Sefer of the Mishnah that if the seller says something a little bit different, we have more flexibility. Vim amar lo kebeis kor afar. If the representation by the seller was not, I'm going to sell you a base kor afar, but a kebeis kor afar, which means approximately it's going to be, it's not going to be exact, a little bit more flexible. Afilu hayusham nekayim amukim yoser me'asara tfachim, even if there are cracks, ditches in the ground that are more than 10 tefach, oslaim gevoim yoser ma'asara tefachim, or there are stones in the field that are higher than 10 tefach, hare elu nimdadim imo, those areas would be included in the measurements of the 75,000 square amas, because the seller can simply say, I didn't say a base core afar specifically, it says ke base core, and for all I knew, you weren't going to use it for harvesting and plowing and growing plants. Maybe you needed it to build a house. So it would have been irrelevant then if it has these minor structures or ditches on the field. So the language indeed does make a big difference. Even just saying a ke-base core instead of a base core makes a lot of difference between the Reish and the Sefer and our Mishnah. Mishnah's Beis discusses when there's a sale of a field and it turns out that the field that was sold was either too much was given or too little was given based on discussions between the purchaser and the seller. And very relevant is in our Mishnah is if the purchaser or seller, either one that was wrong, if they have recourse, very much depends on the language the seller used when making the sale. So the Mishnah starts out as follows. We're talking again about a base core, that 75,000 square amma sale of land afar, a land ani mocher lecha, mida bechevel. And the representation is we're going to do this exact. It is going to be by measurement. We're going to measure out, make sure the dimensions are accurate. But in the end of the day, they weren't accurate. Piches kol shehu. If less was delivered than should have been, yinake. Here the seller has to give the purchaser a price discount because he delivered less land than was represented. Hosir kol shu, however, if he gave a little bit too much, even a little bit, because the representation was we're doing this accurately based on the dimensions, yachsir, the purchaser has to return the overage in the land. However, if the language was a little bit different, meaning it wasn't a representation where I'm going to sell you exactly per the the dimensions, but im amar hen chaser hen yaser. I'm going to give you, it'll be a base chord, plus or minus. It's going to be approximate, in other words. Afilu piches rova lesa'a, o hosia rova lesa'a. Even if it was off, up or down by one quarter of a kav per se'ah. And there's, just to go through a little bit of the math, we're talking about a sale of a property, which is a base core. A base core is equal to 30 se'ah. So according to the Mishnah, if it's off by up to a quarter of a kav per se'ah, and we have 30 se'ot here, so that would be a total of 7.5 kav off, because it's a quarter kav per se'ah, 30 se'ah. It would be off by 7.5 kav. That works out to 7.5 kav either way, is a total of 1/24 of the total sale. It's about 4.2% of the sale. So if it's within that band, within plus or minus 4.2% of the sale, of the amount of land that was supposed to be sold, then higio, that is still acceptable. It's still a proper transaction, and no refund is necessary in either direction, refunding money or refunding land. The Mishnah continues that if the difference is more than the 7.5 kav per base core, yoser mikan yase cheshbon. If it's off, if there's too much land, more than this 4.2%, or if there's even more than this 4.2%, we need to make an adjustment. A cheshbon has to be made, and you have to make a computation. And in other words, the computation works like this. If too little land was delivered, it's smaller, that plot is smaller than required, then the seller has to give a refund to the purchaser. However, if the land is more than that 7.5%, then an adjustment will be made, but it depends on what the seller wants to do. So the Mishnah continues, Mahu machzir lo. So what does he have to return to him? What does the buyer have to return to the seller? So the Mishnah answers, Maus, he returns to him money, but the imratza machzir lo karka. But if the seller desires, he really has the option, if he wants to get returned back the excess property, he has the option of getting that returned in lieu of money. So it's up to the choice of the seller what he desires to do. Now the Mishnah goes and explains, why did they give the seller the option to choose how he wants to get refunded, either in land or money, by the purchaser? Velama amru machsilo maus. How can they, Chazal, why did they institute that the purchaser has to refund this additional money? I mean, it's really paying, it's really buying more land that he really wanted. He only wanted to buy a base core, and he's having to pay more than the base core. So the Mishnah says, liyapos kocho shel mocher. What that means literally is that they wanted to strengthen the hand of the seller. But what's going on here is, if there's a little bit extra land that was went to the purchaser, the seller really just has no benefit in getting a tiny strip of land. So for the benefit of the seller, he sold the base core, sold a little bit more, fine. But let him have the option of getting paid money, so he's not stuck with a useless small parcel of land. The Mishnah continues to explain that if the amount of land is large enough to be useful on its own, then the seller doesn't have the option to say, give me back money instead of the land, because the land isn't useful, because in fact the land is useful. So the Mishnah says, Shim Shier Basada Beis Tisha Kabin, if the land, the excess that was sold, is a minimum of 9 kav, then that's a useful piece of land, then the seller simply can take back, or will take back, the land, but doesn't have the option of saying, pay me out, buy this additional land from me. That's when talking about it's useful of a field. Uvagina, if we're talking about a grain, a garden, uvagina beit chetzi kav, it's going to be even less, it's going to be useful. Useful as a half a kav in size. If that was the excess that was sold, then the seller is returned that amount of property, not money. Ukadiva Rebbe Akiva, beis rova, according to Rebbe Akiva, the size of a garden would be at least a quarter in size. Machzir lo esakark. In that case, the buyer, the recourse of the seller is to have the land returned to him, the extra land, but we don't force the purchaser to purchase that excess land. The Mishnah at the end just wants to qualify one point when the language of the seller is, I'm going to sell you a base core more or less, not exactly, but more or less. We said that up to 7.5 kav, if that's the extra that's given, then there is no refund, even extra or two less, but it's within 4.2% of the of the right size of the base core. If it's within 4.2%, then there's no recourse. It's a valid sale, and there's no adjustment to the price that's made. The Mishnah clarifies that that does not mean that if it's more than that 4.2%, it's more than the 7.5 kav per base core. If it's in excess to that, that doesn't mean that only the excess amount is returned, but rather the entire amount is returned. In other words, if it's 10 kav that it's orf. In other words, it's like, for example, I don't know what the math works out, but it's 10% off. That doesn't mean that we're only returning between the 4.2 allowance and the 10. We would only return that amount, but rather the entire amount, the entire 10%, would be returned. So the Mishnah says, "V'lo es harova bilvad humachzir." It's not only the land that is in the excess amount, the quarter kav per se'ah. In other words, the full 7.5 kav per base core that it's returned. Ella es kolamosa, but rather the entire excess land that was given must be returned to the seller. In Mishnah Gimel, we have a situation where there is a statement made by the seller, but actually it is internally contradictory. In other words, in Mishnah Beis, we saw that the warranty, the language, the representation made by the seller has a large impact on the size of the land that he has to deliver. And if it's off by a little bit, what's the recourse of either party that's wronged? In our Mishnah Gimel, we're going to see that sometimes the language is not clear. And how do we try to decipher the warranty given by the seller? So the Mishnah says as follows, Mida bechevel ani mocher lach. Initially, the seller says, I'm going to sell this land to you measured. In other words, it's going to be exact, the dimensions. But then he contradicts himself and he says, hen chaser, hen yaser, it's going to be approximate. So do we go by his first language that it has to be exact, or do we go that it can be approximate? So the Mishnah says, bitel hen chaser, hen yaser. The second language saying it will be approximate nullifies the first language of Mida Bechevel, that it will be exact. In other words, this, we go after the second language. And similarly, if it's reversed, hen chaser, hen yaser, for initially says, I'm going to sell you a piece of land, it's going to be approximately X size. And then he adds on Mida Bechevel, and it's going to be exact, it's going to be measured. Which do we go by? Bitel Mida Bechevel, the second language that it's going to be measured and its specific exact dimensions, nullifies the hen chaser, hen yaser, that it will be approximate. Divrei Benanas, the opinion of Benanas is we always go after the second language, the last language that's used by the seller, and that nullifies the previous language. The Gemara tells us that Chazal disagree with this. Chachamim say, you know, we don't know if we use the first language or second language. It's tough to reconcile. It's tough to know when it's so contradictory. So the opinion of the Chachamim and the Gemara is that because it's a suffek, we would side in favor of the seller because he is the one in possession of the property. He is the muchzak. So it's always going to work in the favor of the seller. The Mishnah now goes to another case where the discrepancy in the amount that was to be sold is even more than a 7.5 kav, more than that 4.2%. So the Mishnah says as follows, if the representation of the seller is, I'm going to sell you a base kav besimanav over mitzarav. In other words, based on these markings, based on the boundaries of this land, we see the markings, we see the boundaries, that's what I'm selling you, it's a base core. Pachos mishtus higio. If in fact, when delivered, that land, when it's measured, is less than 1/6 of a difference. In other words, it means that it's up to a sixth less than a base core. So the purchaser is receiving the land that's within the boundaries, but it's less than a base core, as long as it's not more than a sixth, equal to or more than a sixth of a differentiation, of a distinction, then the sale is effective higio, and the purchaser does not receive a refund. He agreed to take that land within the boundaries, even though he's getting less, he's seeing what he agreed to. But if it's adshtus yenake, if the amount that is missing is more than a sixth, that's going overboard. It may have been within the boundaries, but to have that much of a lack, it's more than a sixth less of a base core, then the purchaser would be allowed a reduction in the price corresponding to the amount. Same thing applies if the representation was going to be the same. I'm selling you to within the boundaries and it's a base core, but it was a sixth larger. So up to a sixth larger, the seller has no recourse. The sale is effective, but if it's more than a sixth larger than a base core, then then he would be entitled to a return of the excess property. Mishnah Daled deals with a situation when the seller is selling part of his field and not all of his field. The Mishnah says as follows, Ha'omer l'chaveiro, somebody says to another, the seller says to a purchaser, Chetzi sadeh ani mocher lech, I'm selling you half of the field. The question is, how do they divide up half of that field? So the Mishnah tells us that they actually divide it up based on value, not on size. It's not that they divide up by the dimensions 50-50, but rather mishamnim beinem. What they do is they make a valuation of the field and the quality and unquality of areas in the field. V'notel chetzi sadehu, and here he would take half the field. What that means is that the seller would be entitled to take the higher quality areas, but not 50% of the area based on the value. So for example, it may be that he gets only 30% of the dimensions of the field, but that is higher quality, and the purchaser gets 70%, but it's lesser quality. So you look at the value. As long as the value, dollars and cents, are equal on those two portions, that would be what was discussed and agreed to by the parties. Similarly, and there are different explanations with the clause we're about to read, but I'll just give one along the same line, and it's all focused on value. Chetzio bedarum ani mocher lach. The seller says, I'm going to sell you part of my field, half of my field. It's going to be the southern half. It does not mean that he's selling him the southern half literally of the field, but rather you use that as a proxy. I'm selling you the value, the equal amount of the value of the part of the field that is in the south. Mishamni beinem, and they make a valuation and appraisal of the field. V'nota chetzia bedarum, and here too, the buyer is given the value equal to the southern half of the field. It doesn't have to be in that area. It's really up to the seller. Both in both clauses, if he wants to take the higher quality, he wants to take in the first clause. Also here, he can take the higher value, even if that's what's in the southern part. He can keep the southern part. He simply is selling what's equal in value to the part of the field in the south, but it can be even in the north. The Mishnah continues that when somebody purchases a portion of a field from another, the purchaser has certain responsibilities. The Mishnah says, "V'hu mekabel ala makom hagader." The purchaser is responsible for supplying the spot, the land upon which the divisor, the division, would be built. The wall would be built between the two parts of the field, between the seller's field and the purchaser's field. And not only the land would have to be contributed for the actual wall between them, but also a charitz, and also a ditch, and also uben charitz, and a minor ditch. The structure was as follows, that the wall would be built, and this is all on the property of the purchaser, and then next to that was a minor ditch, a small ditch, and then there was a tefach, and then a larger ditch. And this was to ensure that rodents, etc., would not enter from the purchaser's property onto the seller's property. So the Mishnah asks, v'kamuhu charitz, and that larger ditch that has to be built on the purchaser's property, how wide did it? It have to be shisha tefach. I mean, it has to be six tefach wide. Uben charitz, and the smaller ditch is going to be shlosha. That's going to be three tefach. So it was built, there was a fence, there was a wall that was built, and then a three tefach smaller ditch, and then there was a one tefach space, and then there was a six tefach larger space, so it's for a total of 10 tefach from the wall that was also on the property of the purchaser. That would all be on the purchaser's property. This was meant to really give a real buffer zone to keep various rodents away from the field of the seller.